Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Chan Krumah. Sabaka probably will be joining us tonight. I'm not exactly sure, but the show must go on. I'm the host of the show tonight, and we are having an open mic discussion. 2022 open mic discussion, what's on your mind? Tonight we'll be having an open mic discussion on what's happening in 2022. For Black people in America. Please call in with your questions, comments, and concerns. We will be discussing the Biden administration's Biden administration and why we haven't received anything tangible from him. Roe versus Wade being overturned. Should black people be involved in the pro-choice protests nationwide? Also, we will be discussing the continued LGBTQ plus IA plus agenda being pushed on our people and our youth. This episode is for those that are 18 years of age or older. So, black family, as we stated on multiple platforms, this is the year and the decade of tangibles. For any politician that's seeking your vote, demand something tangible for your vote, including myself, because I have officially filed for mayor Denver, Colorado, as of April 4, 2022, and the campaign is underway. So any politician that's seeking your vote, demand something tangible for your vote, black family. Stop just giving your vote away. Stop just voting just to be voting. Vote because you have an agenda and a cause, and that agenda is the black agenda. Be one all day, every day. Black first. So that's what we represent here on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced and on our other platforms. So when people call in, Lady Che is joining us as well. Lady Che, what do you have to say? You have to get closer because they're not going to be able to hear you. Or are you going to call in?
No.
Okay, well, Lady Che is with us.
I want to talk about a whole bunch of different things.
All right, hold on. Hold on, Black family. Lady Che is going to speak her mind.
If I called in, it would be excellent.
Okay.
In the box, guys. Look in the box. All right. Now I want to talk about family. Is, you know, we have to start really participating with each other. I mean, for real, participating with each other. Like, we can't just say we're not going to participate, but we actively need to participate with each other. You know, especially when it comes time to do these our little events or our little programs and whatnot. You know, we can't just not show up for each other. You know what I mean? So everybody, you know, everybody always wants to be done, and they always want to get things done. They need always need people to participate, right? And it seems that certain people or certain like certain elements, you see this everywhere. It's just everywhere. It's like all over in your own hometowns and areas. You know, you'll see one group of your friends actually have participating members doing participating with them, and then you'll see another group of people. And they'll be on the same page. They're always there participating. But then they can't get no participation back when they need it. That's got to change. That's really got to change. You know, because it, that right there shows that there's a level of selfishness that is going on. You know, the level of selfishness that is happening where there's no... It's only okay to participate when they want to. You want to. Doesn't matter what's going on, right? Doesn't matter what is going on. I find that to be a very difficult thing to accept. I've seen here recently, not here. I say I've seen it in our own stuff going on in the city, Denver. I find it to be damn outraged. Why? Well, Why can't anybody be outraged? Work so hard to make other people's dreams come true, but when it comes down to our stuff, you know, like a level of participation. Ours means I and Jesse. You know what I mean? So then, okay, you know, there's always a backup plan for that kind of thing. And then the backup plan happens, so then it's an amazing event, an amazing affair. And then people are sad that they missed that part of the amazing affair. It should have been part of your, of the part that you actually supposed to participate in. You know what I mean? And then you would not have missed the amazing part. But that's just the way it is. I want to talk about that for a little bit. I want to talk about the fact that we're at war. We are at war, family. And yet, in our city, in Denver, people can forget that. I walk around like invincible. And my coat is a box. Jesus. So I gotta do everything so basically. Participation is key, baby. Participation is key. I was very sad, very disappointed in this one little situation that happened. In front of I and Jesse. And that was about a week ago. I'm mad at this point. I'm mad at this point. Well, so we have everything all planned out. When it comes down to over here at the Black House, there is such a thing called structure. There is such a thing called discipline. There is such a thing called foundation. So upon every incident, hear that? Upon every incident, what'd you say? Was it like $2? Just to answer the question. Anyway, why am I irritated? Why am I irritated? Because, family, there is no participation with anything in the I believe in that little blue thing is a card that's on the back of the where I put the phone at. Why am I mad? Did I participate? I participate with everything. Do I want to? Nah. Hell nah. Sometimes I don't. Should be sleepy, resty, and shit. Can't be. Because, you know, things don't really take off. So, person shows up. Here. And I do everything fast paced. And expect everybody to be me. I'm going to talk to Bubba first. It's two. Oh, no, you don't want it. You're back, you don't want it. Anyway, so, like, I want a doctor. How is it going to fix it? I don't know. Why does it matter? Go do that, what I said. Do what I said. Well, you're not hosting shit, so go. Go do it, please. You're in charge. Go do it. Participation, family. You know, when somebody wants something and they just can't participate with you. You like to have a topic, so back to what I'm saying. Anyway, back to what I'm saying, family. Go on, Jesse. Go do that, please. Please, we'll take you for a minute. Go do that, please. How are you? Mad dysfunctional.
You're the one that's arguing with me.
Oh, cuz, please, do it. Get the light, please.
There's a ladder right here. Kelsey,
please.
Where? On the table.
Cut this off.
No.
Cut it off.
No.
Cut it off. Argumentative. Oh, dysfunctional. It's important. It tells me there's something there, but there isn't anything there. Anyway, case in point. Really, he's going to run everything by himself, but apparently he didn't. But where is his participation? Where is his participation? He's talking to say, go to production, just down the way you go. Go to the store.
Stop telling me what to do.
Go to the store.
Go
to the store.
No.
Go.
I'm not going right now.
I know, fuck it. Give me my shit back. Where my shit back? That's you are participating. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Participation, family, causes frustration. The lack thereof will cause frustration. Right? This is a very good case in point. Get two frustrated individuals doing something that they should have active participation in. Not from us, but from the people. Right? Now, people want tangibles. People want tangibles. When it comes to politics, and they want active change, but yet they don't want to actively participate in their own change. That is a real situation, family. Topic should be participation. Are we participating in the tangibles we really want? Question mark. No, it doesn't seem like it, does it? Are we participating in the change that we really need? No, doesn't seem like it, does it? Are we participating in the conversation that we should be having? No, doesn't seem like it, does it? Are we participating in the lives we should be living? No, doesn't seem like it, does it? But yeah, we got a lot of blame to issue. We're not over here participating in the lives we're supposed to be living. We're out doing other shit, being other people, doing other things, instead of participating in what's supposed to be happening right now. We are at war. Does anybody have any plans for how they're going to take care of their family? Are anybody really listening? Is anybody really paying attention? No, they're out minding our business, doing whatever. Right? So the conversation is participation. Are you participating in the tangibles that you want? Are you participating? Are you an active participant in your own life? Are you an active participant in your own program? Me and Jesse just did a mock little fucking demonstration of not participating. a mock participation of what we're supposed to be doing, right? That was us actively mocking our own little situations. Are we participating? Goddamn right we're participating. We participate in all the tangible things we want to see happen. Why? Because in order to make change happen, you have to be part of the change. You have to participate in it, right? You have to be an active participant in your own goddamn life. You want things to happen, participate in it. You want tangible change, participate in that tangible change. You want to see people get off the street, participate in help getting them off the street. You want to participate, or you want to be a participant in your own household, or to participate in your own household. You see what I'm saying? We don't participate, but yet we got a lot of things to be upset about. We got a lot of things to participate, like, we don't want to see crime happen, right? But are we participating in not making it happen? That's an unjust question. Well, when it comes down to, like, me and Che over here, yeah, we're participating in everything we don't want to see happen. Meaning being active members of society, patrolling the neighborhood. Jesse's on Reimagine the Policing Task Force, you know, and there's several other little task force that he comments on and he's a member of or he gets to sit in on. Why? Because that's being an active member of society and wanting things to change. Being active, being participating in the change he wants to see happen. That's going to make a good mayor. Unlike the mayor we have now, is only going to participate on Thursday in his city because our city won the Stanley Cup. So he's going to be part of the march or the parade. Oh. Are we going to participate? Oh, yeah. We got to get to these pink faces before they get drunk. What? People look drunk. They're useless. And they want to just go over there and trash the city. You know, that's another thing. Let's talk about that for a minute. So Denver won the Stanley Cup. Colorado Avalanche. They won the Stanley Cup. Right? Jets have been sitting for a week. Maybe two. Me and him be at his house, and, you know, in the Black House, and he's like, man, them folks are going to destroy the city. I didn't believe it because I forgot. I was a little girl when they had won the first Stanley Cup. So I forgot about that. And but he wasn't lying, though. He was not lying. They were throwing chairs and tables. They had plastic little sex doll over there floating around. They're floating around all kinds of things. They can eat that. I already did eat that. Put a little muffins. They destroyed the city. Right in front of the police and right in front of the riot. Police were riot gear of all things. And the police weren't stopping them. He said, look, pit bulls are going to be climbing poles. Be on top of buildings. They're going to be mosh pitting. They're going to be dancing. They just could be doing the most. I didn't believe them until I saw the videos. I saw active footage of them right up close, shooting off fireworks into crowds of people. You know, what if the little singes or the sparks that they caught people on fire, right? Do you really think all those Avalanche jerseys wouldn't go up in flames? Right, they would. So, when it comes for us to have events, so the police are mad out, and they don't even get as far as that. What? But they stop us from having events, like doing weird, crazy shit outside, right? But when do we trash the city?
Never.
Well, first of all, when are we ever happy? Let's take that back. When are we ever really happy? Juneteenth, right? Did Juneteenth get trashed?
No.
Minus the one little or two little events that happened. Possible shooting and broken window at our godmother's barbershop. Nothing terrible happened, right?
Right.
You don't see people taking tables and chairs and throwing them in the middle of the city and try to set them on fire. Right? No. You saw black people on alert. Scared almost because in certain areas like Tennessee, yeah, protesters out. Pink faces talking about Pink Lives Matter. You know what I mean? White lives matter. Do they, family? Do white lives matter more than ours? No. No, they don't. No, they don't. Contrary to popular belief, their lives can't matter until our lives matter first. Now, that's really what it is. But they have always got something to say. They're always on some fucking old racial shit. But during Juneteenth, you have people really worried, really scared. They want to overshadow our shit being black with gay shit. Right? Trans shit. White shit. They want to overshadow us all the time. White lives matter. LGBTQ lives matter. And no. Not until our lives matter first. Not until we're not under a motherfucking threat of non-existence. You know? They're still killing us. Should we take away from some of the atrocities that happened to the people that identify differently from us? No. But it's not the same thing. When they bump off somebody who identifies differently from being black, it's because 90% of the time your flamboyance has gotten out of control. You know what I mean? And it's not the police doing it. It's someone straight that didn't like your fucking agenda who does something to you. When you're black, the enemy is clear. It's white supremacy. It's racism. It's usually the police. It's usually white supremacy. 90% of the time. They want to say, oh, it's black on black. That's probably like 5% of it. If that. What did you do? Did you owe money? Was it on principle? Was it an accident? You know what I mean? Was it a random bullet that was meant for someone else? Is that what happened? Huh? You know what I mean? So we're participating. We're participating in watching and listening and wondering, you know? But 90% of the time, it's because police doing it. When you identify differently as a man, you know, a man with a swiller trying to push himself into a dress, and your flamboyance is just out of control, and it got too wild, and that's why you got bumped off. That's a whole different subject. And you just happened to be black. It wasn't like you were black first and they saw that. No. It wasn't like the police did it. No. It's a whole different subject. So Juneteenth is caused by white supremacy. And when you look at it in our city, like the black people who decided to run it invited the white supremacy when they got all these vendors that are white. But they don't want to see it that way, though. They don't want to see it that way. When you have vendors that are white businesses in your black event, you invited the white supremacy. And you put our lives in danger. That shit is that old coon shit that nobody want to discuss. You know? Don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, if you have all these motherfucking white vendors, and that's the invite of the motherfucking white supremacy, right? Mm-hmm. But you can't tell these people that live here that. They think we're racist. I mean, we'd be racist. We don't own nothing. Let me try to say that to the one of the affluent black folks here that were running Juneteenth. Let me say, you know, you don't get to, or when, I want to say when Che is mayor, you don't get to benefit from the tangible change that we bring to the city. Because you're practicing this old coon shit, and you're inviting white supremacy to black events. You know what I mean?
Everybody welcome.
Everybody's welcome to come. No. Don't let the shade deflect the message, family. You know, just because I'm on the radio, we on Blog Talk, don't let the shade deflect the message. You know, I'm like a cinnamon toast crunch wheat bread color. You know what I mean? Fair-skinned some days. Milky mulatto, whatever you want to call it. Don't let the shade deflect the message. Black first, right? So, you know, they look at me and they say, well, what? The audacity of this black saying what she say. Somebody got to be the motherfucking villain. Somebody got to say what everybody's thinking. And if you haven't thought about it, maybe you should think about it. Maybe you should think about why I say these things. Is it prejudice? Racist? Maybe. Would I give a fuck? Fuck no. Why? Because I'm on code. That's why. When you invite white supremacy cult, when you invite white supremacy to our functions, and you don't think that that's supposed to happen, shit happens. When they're outside protesting in different states, protesting are, oh, I think we got somebody calling in. One moment. Let's see who's calling in. Welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience and Men's Seduction Dog speaking. I mean, Lady King speaking. Who's on the line? Welcome.
Oh, y'all on the ones and twos, huh? What's up, Black Family?
What's up, Black Family? Have you been listening in?
Listen, you know who this is? Brother Isaiah calling in.
I'm a participant member of Eddie.
Is that right? So y'all on the what's y'all talking about tonight?
It's an open mic discussion, but Isaiah, so whatever's on your mind.
Okay.
I was talking about our city right now, real quick. Then we pass the mic back to Brother Chase.
Oh, okay.
The store.
Mm-hmm.
We know this too.
I'm just going on. Go ahead, sister. Go finish talking.
I'm saying, everybody, you know that I'm like a honey wheat toast color, and I can't say. And let's not let the shade deflect the message that in our city,
right,
we had over a hundred vendors, right? And a lot of them, when they cut off 5 points, they fenced it off, whatever, but a lot of those vendors were white sponsored vendors, were white vendors. Like Jack Daniels is white, you know what I mean? Like a lot of things. A lot of vendors they were white. And when we wanna know why there's white supremacy protesting outside of Juneteenth, the people that I said, and this is my opinion, the people who run Juneteenth decided that it was a good idea to invite these vendors to sponsor
what?
And, you know, serve the community, and they're white.
Mm-hmm.
Why is white supremacy show up guard our events or say white lives matter? Why? Because we invited them there. You know what I mean? Nobody admitted, But when you put money, you put black dollars in white pockets, you should expect an uproar. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody would look at you like, why is this broad saying
that? Well, if we cannot win, that we always want, most of our people want to, and fight them to the barbecue and stuff, and they don't want to give us no reparations or no tangibles. So,
yeah, I was like, are we participating in our own change? No, we're participating. We're not actively participating in our own stuff. And then me and I was like, marriage business. Me and Jesse had like a little mock, you know, mock pretend argument about people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to show.
Right.
Yeah, because the pretend one is like a mock one, like just for self. Only to break the point is that, you know, when you want things to happen in your own life, you expect a level of performance, a level of people showing up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so when no one shows up, you find yourself. When no one shows up, then you have to wonder why, and what is their level of participation in their own life. You know what I mean? Especially when they have so many things they want to see happen. And if they don't show up in their own shit, what else are they not showing up for in their own life? You know?
Real talk.
What you been up to? I was seeing your four personalities get busy on the instruments.
Oh yeah, you know me. I'm just making music and working at Amazon. So, and that's all I ever been doing. just working, making money, and playing this some music. I ain't really doing too much.
Which one's my favorite?
I like to play all of them anyway. But mainly I like to play on the piano.
I like the drums.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah, you know, something about them drums. This connects. with our sisters, you know, the power of the drum, ba 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 ba.
Yeah, I like the drum.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm thinking about making some more music tonight, though.
Jesse got me doing homework and shit.
Oh yeah. Y'all gotta do your homework. Because Brother James got run for office.
You know, Jesse had his meet and greet. He's gonna go to the store real fast because he walked really fast.
You said he went really fast.
Does. Yeah, like long strides. They felt really fast.
I know that's
anyway.
Right.
So we had an event. Jesse had an event. It was meet and greet. And, and we met a lot of people. A lot of people, like over 60
people.
Real?
For real?
Yeah.
A lot of people showed up? Okay. Y'all making progress. Keep it up. Sure. y'all for Brother Jay. He said this is one for the mayor office. Yes, I'm independent, Republican or Democrat. He's the black empowerment only, and he's only independent, so full for him.
Yep, he is like mad confident. Well, you know, telling about his
plan.
You did a really good job.
Yep. So, and you're going to go and you're going to go on the and I'm
really
not really hoping gets in. Yep, not really hoping he gets in because right now, sure, I wish he was the mayor around all over the globe for real. Sure, because sure, we right now we in this hellhole. We in a state of a crisis. We in a state of the emergency. Time to stand up for ourselves. And we're not waiting for nobody else to help. So we gotta help ourselves. This is Shaq. And phone drop.
Okay, we're back, Black Family. Sorry about that. Yeah, so sorry about that, Black Family. Got disconnected. So yeah, the turnout, whatever. I want to get on these damn tangibles, though. Why aren't we getting any tangibles from the Biden administration? I thought it was supposed to be different than Trump. But we're still waiting on you Biden supporters to call in. We had only one to date call in. And there was a whole drove of y'all nationwide, but citywide too. That was supporting Biden heavy. And telling us to vote for him. Ain't got nothing tangible from having him in office. Nothing. Everybody else ain't got something though. But not your black behind. So where y'all at? Where you guys supporters at? We're waiting on you to call and see about the best experience of hands. Number is 516-418-4169. Press 1 and you'll be added to the queue. Week after week, month after month, year after year. And only one to date has called in. Okay. Yeah, so it looks like y'all got bamboozled and hoodwinked. Everybody else was getting something but us. Yeah, so make sure you check this out on Facebook at Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced, and on Twitter, Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced EXP. And on Frontline Black News and the Revolutionary Agenda, to end this episode, tell me to get disconnected and callers are not calling in. But in closing, keep your head on a swivel. Sisters, don't go out here protesting with these white liberal women behind Roe versus Wade being overturned. We are at war, and aborting our own babies is not helping. So this was about white numbers and the fact that white people are dying out, not only in this country, but worldwide. And they want to preserve their numbers. So many white women are getting abortions. So this is people behind us at home. This is not your cause. And the agenda's being pushed on us heavy. We had a pride celebration here in Denver, Colorado. And they are organized. That's all I can say about that. They are organized. So, yeah, keep your head on the swivel, Black family. Resist the agenda at all costs. And, demand something tangible for your vote. The midterms are coming up. And that implied neglect has to end. And when I vote, they're going to have to do something tangible for us, Black family. Peace, love, light, and Black empowerment.
Brother, you still with us?
Oh, I was like, what's going on? Like, don't tell me the call's been dropping. And that's on my algorithms again.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. They always doing that. Every time when they trying to, every time we be trying to talk to the truth, like they want to drop the call, or then they don't want to put us off offline.
And you know they always gotta try to throw a wrench in our game. But we continue on.
Right.
So yeah, well, we're still waiting on them Biden supporters, Brother Isaiah, where they at.
That's true. They out there hiding. They scared to call in. Because they know they're going to go get roasted if they do call. Because I do want to hear from them, too.
That's in California, almost $8 a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a little below five here.
It is. And I heard the Donald Trump is going to go. I heard Donald Trump is going to he said that and he wants his rematch again. I'm like, man, this man will sit down somewhere.
I think she's a senator. What she said about Roe versus Wade being overturned.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, that's crazy, you know, like, so that's like a really, that touched me on the subject, like, man.
Yeah. Oh, she said, but she said,
oh, can you say that again, Brother Jack? Yeah, you're fading in and out. Brother Jack? Yep, still messing with our algorithms. No, Brother Jack. Mm.